Israeli warplanes raided suspected Palestinian targets in southern Lebanon today, a day after a grenade attack near Jerusalem's Wailing Wall. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
This afternoon, four Israeli jets streaked over the Palestinian refugee camp of Mia Mia near the south Lebanese town of Sidon, hitting Palestinian targets. According to reports from Sidon, one Israeli Phantom jet was shot down by a SAM-5 missile during the raid. Two of the crewmen on board parachuted out, one died. The other was captured by Amal, the Lebanese Shiite Muslim group. The Israeli military spokesman in Jerusalem would only confirm that a raid had taken place in South Lebanon, but wouldn't comment on any of the other details coming from Lebanese reports. Meanwhile in Israel, a government crisis that has riveted the attention of most Israelis was resolved today, but hardly noticed in the unfolding drama of the day's events. In a rotation agreement made by the two major political parties, Yitzhak Shamir will become the new Prime Minister of Israel on Monday. For National Public Radio, this is Deborah Amos in Jerusalem.
Nigerian playwright, poet, and novelist Wole Soyinka was named today as the first black to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. Soyinka has published about 20 works that denounce racism and fascism and praise everyday man of every color. And at a news conference in Paris today, Soyinka said the award represented world recognition of a long misunderstood culture and traditions of Africa. The winner of the 1986 Nobel Prize for Economics was also named today. James Buchanan of George Mason University is recognized for discoveries demonstrating the link between political decisions and a nation's economic performance. Congress approved another emergency funding bill to keep the government operating another day while lawmakers continued debate on an overall spending package for the year. NPR's Koki Roberts reports.
Big orange and white buttons reading "Free the 99th Congress" have sprouted on lapels all over Capitol Hill. Members of Congress ready to hit the campaign trail just don't seem able to get out of Washington. The big $576 billion spending bill needed to keep the government functioning through this fiscal year is being debated on the Senate floor. The House passed the measure last night. But the other must-pass piece of legislation, the measure to allow the government to keep borrowing in order to pay its bills, is now not expected before tomorrow. Two other big bills still need one House to act on them. The House passed immigration reform yesterday. The Senate will deal with it tomorrow. The Senate passed a drug bill yesterday, and now it looks like it will be tomorrow before that measure reaches the House floor. I'm Koki Roberts at the Capitol.